This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, December 17th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Former U.S. Senator Chuck Hagel is among a few frontrunners for the Secretary of Defense post. Chris Preble, Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, argues that Hagel would be an excellent choice. We spoke today.
Chuck Hagel, it's often said that he was an opponent of the Iraq War. He eventually was an opponent of the Iraq War. The speech he gave on the Iraq War resolution could have just as easily supported a no vote. He actually did vote in favor. But within the course of a couple of years, you really saw his views on Iraq evolve pretty dramatically. And by the time 2006-2007 rolled around, he'd become one of the most vocal Republican critics of the war. And I think that's where he really started to catch our attention. But the fact is, it goes much deeper than that. His conservative, his kind of pro-freedom voting credentials are really quite good. He's quite good on trade. He was quite good on government regulations and taxes and things like that. It's all rather ironic that what it takes for you to be labeled a Republican in name only is to be opposed to the Republican orthodoxy on foreign policy. But, you know, we've come a long way just in the time that I've been here. And now the kinds of positions that he was advocating almost by himself are now increasingly popular in the Republican Party, even in the Republican caucus in the Congress. So I think if anything, people look back on his caution, his pragmatism, and they see some real prudence, frankly, just a wise approach to foreign policy, which is generally less interventionist than Washington as a whole. I won't call him a non-interventionist. That's not true. But he has, I think, a healthy skepticism about sending U.S. troops into, as I like to say, quixotic nation-building enterprises. He raises a lot of important questions before the troops are committed. And I think would be, if he becomes Secretary of Defense, I think he would be very much in the mold of a Colin Powell at State, or before that, Caspar Weinberger, Reagan's Secretary of Defense, who, of course, famously with Colin Powell, articulated a set of principles that was intended to limit the ability of the president and Congress to send U.S. troops into missions abroad that did not advance a U.S. national security interest, did not have the support of the American people, and did not have a clearly articulated and achievable military strategy that could then an exit strategy. Those are, to me, the key criteria. Those are my key criteria for foreign policy, especially for military intervention. And I think that increasingly that's where you see the American public is after the, 10-plus years of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The American people are understandably less enthusiastic about foreign interventions.
Scott McConnell, writing at the American Conservative, says that Hagel is essentially an Eisenhower Republican, a branch of Republican that has essentially disappeared within the party. And even in an Obama administration, having a Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense gives Republicans an opportunity to rebrand themselves away from the Bush crystal sort of neocon brand.
Sure, absolutely. I think that Hagel has very explicitly tried to connect himself to Eisenhower's vision on defense and foreign policy issues. There's a long interview that's at the Council on Foreign Relations website, which was actually for an HBO series. It talks a lot about the military-industrial complex, his understanding about the influence that defense contractors, defense jobs can have on members of Congress voting for or against. Most of them are reluctant to vote against military spending because they see it as benefiting their constituents, even if in the aggregate it does not. And I think there is that kind of Midwestern sensibility, to oversimplify, there are a lot of commonalities, it seems to me, between Hagel and Eisenhower. Hagel's book talks a little bit about his views on foreign policy, invokes Eisenhower's name, and he, as I said last week, Hagel likes Ike, so what's not to like of Hagel? And I think that it is a point of view which has started the notion of Eisenhower and kind of rediscovering Eisenhower republicanism as distinct from the neoconservative brand. Understandably, the neoconservatives have been have really tried to write Dwight Eisenhower out of the history of the Republican Party, and they've tried very hard, and ultimately they've failed.
Were candidate Obama president, Chuck Hagel seems like a fairly natural fit, given the way that candidate Obama talked about engagement with the world and what the United States' role is. Of course, President Obama's first term was not a lot of what candidate Obama said, but in a second term, the fact that Chuck Hagel is a front runner for this job, does it say other things about how the United States will engage with the rest of the world?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, you're right, Caleb, that when President Obama was elected the first time, I was deeply disappointed by his choice of Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. I think it signaled a level of comfort with the status quo, which frankly was not why he got elected. He got elected in large measure because of his opposition to the war in Iraq, and also his rejection of the conventional wisdom. Maybe now, given, you know, after 4 years and after the bruising fight that President Obama had with the military over the troop surge in Afghanistan, after, frankly, a rather mixed record in terms of intervention in Libya and being pressed to do so in Syria and elsewhere, perhaps this reaching out to someone like Chuck Hagel and also John Kerry at State signals a willingness to listen to the American people, who are truly, like I said, quite tired of these foreign entanglements. And I think both Hagel and Kerry reflect that prudence and wisdom.
On military spending specifically, what would we expect from Defense Secretary Hagel?
I think that he would be more like Bob Gates and less like Leon Panetta. Secretary Panetta's position, it seems, throughout this entire discussion over defense spending has really been all about getting Republicans to agree to higher taxes to fund military spending at its current level. Panetta has not been nearly as interested as I think Bob Gates was in wringing out some of the inefficiencies in the Defense Department. Now, Secretary Panetta can say, well, there weren't nearly as many efficiencies to find because Gates found them for me. Of course, we believe that you could save much more if you revisited the strategy, which we have not yet done. But just in general, I didn't sense in Leon Panetta a great interest in looking at further cuts. I think Hagel will be more open-minded to those kinds of things. He has been quite outspoken. The Pentagon is not a jobs program. It should not be seen as a jobs program. That's something that Panetta never said. And so I think that we could, at a minimum, we would see the kind of Bob Gates, the occasional flashes of Bob Gates, who would say, you know, if the United States cannot defend itself on $500 billion a year, then we have a serious problem on our hands. I think Hagel would at least go that far and hopefully a little bit farther.
Going back to this Eisenhower brand of Republican, it is often pointed out, you've pointed it out, Hagel is a veteran, a Vietnam veteran. What relevance is that?
Well, of course, so is John McCain. So I think that the experience, and so is John Kerry, the experiences that you take away from any conflict, and we have, of course, an entire cadre of Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans now in Congress. I think it's different for every person. Hagel has spoken quite eloquently and very personally about he and his brother both went to Vietnam. His brother turned against that war very early, and Hagel admits that he was a supporter of the war, believed that it was the right thing to do long after he came out of there, and he has said how over time his views have evolved much closer to that of his brother. I think in the particular case of Chuck Hagel, the lessons that he took away from Vietnam were very similar to those of John Kerry, but also very similar to Colin Powell. That the mission of the United States military in a particular foreign entanglement must be clearly defined. The interests that are being advanced by that mission must be understood, and the American people must support the mission. And if none of those things are the case, or if you can only sustain public support by mischaracterizing the nature of the conflict, which is what really happened in Vietnam and arguably also in Iraq and Afghanistan, if you cannot convince the American people to support the mission honestly, then it's not a mission worth fighting.
Chris Preble is Vice President for Defense and Foreign Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.